college basketball. So I enjoy the chance to talk from time to time during the season, our first this season, with University of Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, it's Charlie. Thanks for the visit. And tomorrow the calendar reaches December. Does this feel a little like Christmas Eve for you today? That's a shiny, beautiful new toy you get to open.
No, we're excited about it, Charlie. Always good to talk to you, my friend. But we're excited about it. You know, there's a lot of hoopla and excitement and going about the building. But, you know, in the war room, on the court, you know, we're focusing on playing, you know, one of the top teams in the country with a unbelievably talented team with University of Oregon. So there's some balance there about being excited about playing your first game in your new arena. You know, for the last 19 home games we've played, we've been over at Texas Southern and going back and forth there. And that's treated us well. Obviously, we've won those games. But, you know, it's good to have a routine where you don't have to jump in vans and go over there and practice and come back here. Then on game days, we usually have to make two trips, go for a shoot-around 5 hours before the game, then come back and then go back an hour and a half before the game to get ready for the game. But now that we have our arena, you know, there's a lot of excitement, but there's also a lot of emotions, too, because I think about all the coaches and players and administrators that have a handprint on this that put us in the position that we could reap the rewards of something like this.
Yeah, I know it's not as if you're adapting to shooting in a dome football stadium setting, but have you had practices? How many opportunities have you guys had to shoot in the new place, get a feel for the sight lines and so forth?
You know, because I like to practice where we play. So we load up and go to Texas Southern usually the 2 days leading into the game. If we don't play there until Saturday and we're off, we usually practice at the Guy V. Lewis Development Center Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday off, then go over there Thursday, Friday. So we haven't had a lot of practice time in the Petita Center because, you know, we like to go over to Texas Southern, but they hadn't been in there last night, so we couldn't practice yesterday. But we'll get in there and practice today and have shoot around tomorrow afternoon and play the game tomorrow night. But as time goes on, that becomes our home, and we'll be in there every day now.
One more thing on the arena, then I'll get to more basketball with you. Capacity 7,100, delightful mid-sized arena. The student seating, I think, very wisely placed. And, of course, tomorrow night's a very tough ticket. But going forward, I'm all for anything that raises the bar, the profile, the interest level. And, hey, let's go check out the arena. And, oh, by the way, it's a Cougar team that won 27 games last season and has a lot of that core back from a year ago. Does it remind you of any facility that you've been in before? And just a thought on what this can do, can really drive interest in the program in this city?
You know, the arena in our conference that it reminds me of is SMU. You remember, Charlie, they played in old Moody Coliseum for years and years, and then that place seated about 10,000. And I think maybe 10 years ago, Huffines seated around 10,000. Then they put in some, I'll be kind and say it was sweet.
Yes.
And that knocked seating down to about 8,500 or so, approximately. But Moody did that, too. They knocked theirs down to about 7,000. I think their seating is right around 7,000. And they did a tremendous job. That entire facility, they've got a beautiful practice facility right off the main court. All the amenities, the visitor locker room, visitors coaches room, they did that thing right. And I think ours is very similar to that. You know, Duke University has arguably the best home court advantage in America, and their seating capacity is around 9,000, whereas North Carolina's is 22,000. But I also see where Coach Roy Williams is, every year he comes out and wants to know why people aren't filling that arena. Well, the reason why is 22,000. You know, when you have a big arena and you play a lot of these non-conference games, you're not going to get great crowds. But I think at 7,000, even if we get 5,000 in there, we're going to have a tremendous home court advantage. And that's what we're excited about. I think we have a good product. I don't think we're a finished product by any means. I think next year's team, the following year's team, I think we're on a we're on a good track here to improve our program nationally. But right now is a good time for people to come in and jump in with us from the ground level. A beautiful new arena. And I think what it speaks of is a commitment from our administration, but most importantly from Tillman Fertitta. He's, a lot of guys say, they'll pat you on the back and say, hey, I'm glad you're here. You're doing a great job. Let me know if you need anything. But, that's code for, keep doing what you're doing. I'll be there to support you and, I'll come to the games, but probably not going to give you anything. But Tillman stepped up. But we also have a pro athletic president. Dr. Couture, she also puts her money where her mouth is, too. And she's very, very supportive of all of our athletic programs. And I do think, Charlie, because we live in such a great city with so many great pro professional teams, we're always going to get lost. That's okay. We're not, that's not something that we're fighting. We have our niche over here, and our football team is always on the verge of being really good. What Leroy and Carl's doing in track, our golf program, what Todd's done in baseball, and I could go on down the list. We're kind of quietly building a great athletic program over here, and it starts with our administration and people like Tillman Fertitta.
Talking with U of H head coach Kelvin Sampson, the grand opening tomorrow night of the Fertitta Center, Cougars and Oregon Ducks. Rob Gray and Devin Davis, your two highest profile and significant losses. It's five games, but how well equipped do you feel you are going forward to cover both those and beyond?
Well, I'm glad we're 5-0. The win at BYU, I think, is going to carry weight as we go on because they got a really good team. And we played great that day. It's hard for me to quantify in the month of November how well we played. We had some guys really step up, and I just thought that our discipline and our attention to detail in that game was excellent. We've got two starters out. One is Fabian White Jr. The other one is Dejan Giroux. And I don't think you're going to have a clear understanding of how good our team can be, Charlie, until those two young men get back. Fabian's our best rebounder. He's also our best shot blocker. Dejan is our most talented guard. Now, I don't know if he's our best guard, but he has the highest ceiling. And once we integrate those two kids into what we're doing with the kids we have now, I think we can be a really good basketball team, but it may not be until December, January, till you find out. I'm anxious to see, when I say December, I'm talking more around Christmas. Christmas is usually, demarcation line. You want to be who you are or headed toward that when you get to December. November, early December, you're still building, still growing, still trying to figure out who you are. Young kids are trying to decide what a good shot is, what a bad shot is. You're introducing them to a foreign word called defense. They're still trying to figure out where to be on that. So you're always working something, and you're never a finished product until you usually get to around December. But when we get those two kids back, I think we have a chance to be pretty good.
Well, Corey Davis, Armani Brooks, two big-time three-point shooters. I know in many fewer attempts, but Galen Robinson Jr. may have enhanced his jumper this year. And for all that, and you alluded to it, the signature of a Kelvin Sampson team is going to be defense, so that'll be a work in progress. Latest step on the ladder tomorrow night. How about TSU going out to Oregon and win on Monday? I do acknowledge Oregon, the same team that blew out Syracuse a couple weeks ago. Bowl, no doubt, in watching the film of the Ducks, the late Minute Sun 7-2 putting up massive numbers. I presume challenge number one tomorrow night.
Watching that kid play the last 2 days, you say, well, okay, let's take this away. When I say he shoots threes, Charlie, he doesn't shoot the 20-foot, 7-inch three. He shoots NBA threes. And he's 7'2". And he said, well, but then he goes into the post, and he's got great touch over either shoulder. He passes it. He's pretty good at a lot of things. There's nothing one-dimensional about him. But I think the key to our team is they've got a point guard that's in their third year. And I think the kid that gives them their identity is this big kid. He's 6'9", 245, named Kenny Wooten. Now, he only played 6 minutes. He got hurt in the Texas Southern game and only played 6 minutes. Obviously, he's going to be back for us. But You know, they're huge inside with Wooten at 6'9", 250, Bowles 7'2", 240, whatever he is. And they come off the bench with a couple 6'9 kids. They're young, which kind of explains why they're up and down. But Texas Southern also won at Baylor.
Yep.
So they've got good players. And Johnny Jones has gone in there and has been exactly what they needed after Mike left. So it's going to be an interesting game. You know, we've got to defend them. I'm excited to get a home court advantage. You know, that's going to be exciting for our kids. And but I expect this to be a great game. Bowl is going to be a problem, but our kids are going to fight.
One last thing before I let you go, and certainly hope to visit again as the league schedule rolls around. I love, first off, significant multiple non-conference games as you're playing tomorrow night. You're at Oklahoma State next weekend, then LSU at the Fertitta Center on the 12th. But this league, it has been a very good league. But for overall profile of the league, what was your first thought when Anthony Hardaway took the Memphis job and Danny Hurley's already making an impact at UConn?
I think those two programs have to be great for our league to have a national profile that we want it to have. When I was in the Pac-12, I always thought it was important that UCLA and Arizona be good. In the Big 12, Kansas was the bell cow. The Big 10, it was, I don't know who the bell cow there was. There was a bunch of bell cows in that league. But our league, the team that I think people never give enough credit to is Cincinnati. You know, they've just kind of been so consistent. But maybe never great, but always really good. But Memphis has the name, you know, Calipari, what he's done in there and went in there and did, and what Coach Calhoun did at Connecticut, winning three national championships. And those two programs, Ben and the AAC, we need them to be good. I think Penny's already proven he's a great recruiter, and it's just a matter of time for that program gets back top 10, top 15 nationally. And we played Rhode Island when Danny was over there, so I already know what an outstanding coach he is. So it's good for our league. Those are two great programs, and we expect to be battling them tooth and nail for the next years.
Kellen Sampson, head coach at U of H, just a magnificent night for the university tomorrow. Looking forward to going over there and catching game number one at the Fertitta Center. Kelvin, again, thanks for the time, and hope the game caps the night in the form that it deserves.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you. Appreciate being on.
Kelvin Sampson, head coach, University of Houston basketball.